Did you happen to see anything strange last night? A flicker out of the corner of your eye? Maybe you heard something unusual, a voice or some footsteps. Could it have been a ghost? Let's investigate here on Variations on a Theme. Welcome to Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC, 96.5 FM in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 FM in New Denver. My name is Mosung Miles, and thank you for tuning in today. Well, Halloween has passed. It went by this past weekend. Definitely an exciting time around town here and everywhere around the world, I would imagine. It seems to be a time when when reality gets a little bit unreal, a time that's marked by a number of different festivals and holidays in that vein, the Halloween, Day of the Dead, All Souls Day. It seems like people want to acknowledge that there's a world beyond this world of the living at this time of year. So with that in mind, and with Halloween going on, and All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, today's theme is ghosts. So we're going to get a bit moody with some indie rock with Freelance Wales and Wolf Parade. We'll also hear some haunting tales from singer-songwriters Laura Marling and Ron Hines, among others. But let's start with what might be the first question that you have when you see something or hear something a bit unusual, particularly late at night or after dark. And that's what the band, the group Band of Horses, has to say here. Is there a ghost?
I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my
shots is keeping me awake. And I tell her off, but you say you're sick of all my interventions. And I'd wake you up, but lately you've just been so tired. There's a ghost, but you sleep through, Caroline. She's mumbling about your youth and all this time. I must admit there are some things I've never gotten used to. Like, how can you sleep so sound? How can you sleep so tight? Well, if you were a small town girl, I wouldn't think twice. I'd take you home to mama, I'd make you my wife. But you're so downtown that you're living underground. You're living underground, Cherie. Living underground. But she is not surprised. Yeah, she comes and goes. It's just a part of me that's always been there. And I can't explain why I'm not afraid. I just grew tired of being so scared. I'd make you my wife, but you're so downtown. You're living underground. You're living underground, Cherie. Oh, you're living underground.
Singer-songwriter David Vertesi, also the bass player in the Vancouver group Hey Ocean. That's from his solo album Cardiography, the song Caroline, a Ghost. That was released in 2010. Before that, kicking off our show about ghosts, the indie group Band of Horses, originally from Seattle and now relocated to South Carolina, the home of band leader Ben Bridwell. And they gave us the song Is There a Ghost from their 2007 album Cease to Begin. Well, the ghost, as you can hear in that last song, they could be literal, but they could also be metaphors, especially, let's say, in relationships, a metaphor for something that you can't let go of or something that's haunting you, a mistake you made or a person that is still haunting you in some way. Let's hear a little bit more about that. This is singer-songwriter Laura Marling from the UK and her song, Ghosts.
He walked down a busy street, staring solely at his feet, clutching pictures of past lovers at his side. Stood at the table where she sat and removed his hat in respect of her presence. Presents her with the pictures and says, these are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. These are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. Opened up his little heart, unlocked the lock that kept it dark. Read a written warning saying I'm still mourning over ghosts, over ghosts, over ghosts, over ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. Lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in everlasting love. He went crazy at 19, said he lost all his self-esteem and couldn't understand why he was crying. He would stare at empty chairs, think of the ghosts who once sat there. The ghosts that broke his heart, oh, the ghosts that broke my heart. The ghosts that broke his heart, oh, the ghosts that broke my heart. The ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. Lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in everlasting love. He says I'm so lost, not at all.
Yeah. One day we all disappear. We'll walk till we get to the harbor. They'll never know we were here.
That's the group Freelance Whales from New York City with their song Ghosting, and they put that out last year, 2010, on their album Weather Vanes. Before that, the group Stars out of Montreal gave us the song I Died So I Could Haunt You. Kind of extreme, I would think, but sometimes that's the links you go to. And they put that out on their appropriately named album The Five Ghosts in 2010 as well. Starting off that set of three songs was London folk singer Laura Marling. She gave us the song Ghosts, put out in 2007 as a single, and then on the 2008 album Alas, I Cannot Swim. Only 17 years old when that song came out, so she's quite talented. Just 21 now, too. Well, as that last song by Freelance Whales was called Ghosting, and I just kind of wanted to investigate that further. What exactly is ghosting? Is it hanging out with someone, being like a ghost, just spending all your time with them, haunting them, I guess you could say? Or is it something else? Is it literally being a ghost? I was curious to investigate that a bit further, and luckily we've got another song here about it. Here's Vancouver group Mother Mother and their song Ghosting.
Thank you.
That's the indie group Hot Panda, originally from Edmonton, with their song The Ghost. They put that out last year in 2010, another appropriately named album, How Come I'm Dead. Before that, from Vancouver, the group Mother Mother gave us the song Ghosting. They put that out in 2008 on the album Oh My Heart, a very Halloween appropriate song, that one. I've just got a couple of community announcements here. First, a free public presentation, Ethical Water, Learning to Value What Matters Most, by Dr. Robert Sanford, is being held on Saturday, November 5th at 7 p.m. at the Passmore Hall in Slocan Valley. Dinner and dessert will be served from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for a suggested donation of $10 towards water protection. For more information, visit www.perryridge.org and www.sinikesnation.org or call 250-226-7324. As well, GAP Theater is a 10-week-long workshop series for youth aged 14 to 19, starting in January. Theater games and exercises are used to explore questions about how gender affects lives. You can get high school drama credits and an honorarium for participating, as well as skills and experience in playmaking, theater, and performance. At the end of the project, scenes will be created to share with the community in an interactive, popular theater style. If you or someone you know is between ages 14 and 19, interested in theater, healthy communities, and safe space, email Maria, M-A-R-Y-A, at nelsonwomenscenter.com, visit Gender Action Theater on Facebook, or call the Women's Center at 250-352-9949. Once again, you're tuned into Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY, 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC. Our theme today is ghosts, in keeping with the Halloween, Day of the Dead, All Souls Day time of year, sort of the veil-thinning time of year. And so far, I'd say some of the songs that we've heard have been fairly moody songs about ghosts. Some of them sort of have that spooky feeling, which you might imagine, but ghosts don't have to be an eerie thing. Sometimes you could think of them as more benign, just a part of life. Perhaps as the group The Presidents of the United States of America does here, you could just say, hey, ghosts are everywhere.
sink. They're in between all the thoughts that you think, and they're under my shoe and in garbage sacks in the middle of a mountain in space where it's black and they're everywhere, wandering free and rushing by me late at night at the store 24, picking up a box of customized cookies and disappearing through the door. And I hear them sing, na 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 na.
That's the group The Misfits, often described as the originators of the horror punk movement, appropriately enough. And that was their song Spook City USA, originally recorded in 1979. Before that, the Presidents of the United States of America from Seattle, best known for their stuff in the 90s. That's from their most recent album called These Are the Good Times People, released in 2008. And the song was Ghosts Are Everywhere. Well, I think they're going to continue in the same lyrical vein as those last couple of songs, just that of ghosts being all around us, being everywhere. And as that Spook City song was saying, maybe there are places that are more populated with ghosts than others. You could go as far as the group Tape Deck Mountain goes here and even call it a ghost colony.
don't believe in ghosts, but there's a ghost under my bed. He keeps me awake at night and he scares the shit out of me. So I'm here to keep you worried and I am here to fight you. I'm here to make you cry. I'm a ghost, so I got the right to. He makes my body cold and he makes my body shiver. He demands so much from me and I cannot deliver. You belong to me now, Pablo, no matter what they say. So don't keep begging me to leave you, Pablo, 'cause I'm here to stay. And I'm gonna get you, Pablo, somehow. I'm gonna mess your mind up. I'm gonna pump in death in you and I'm gonna break you slowly. Once in a while when I fall asleep, then he comes to me in nightmares. You cannot escape from me, I'm a demon you got to deal with. I don't expect any love from you, but could you leave me alone for a while? Am I the only one around who deserves the presence of demons? You belong to me now, Pablo, no matter what they say. So don't keep begging me to leave you, Pablo, 'cause I'm here to stay. And I'm gonna get you, Pablo, somehow. I'm gonna mess your mind up. And I'm gonna pump in death in you. And I'm gonna break you slowly.
Was sitting on the stairway and my heart filled up with dread. His hands were clenched, his clothes were drenched. I knew that he was dead. And I turned away a moment and I looked and he was gone. And I went and I woke my mother. I said, "Mother, something's wrong. Something's wrong." Here but for a moment, those were the words she spoke. I thought that I was dreaming, but it was an hour ago I woke. And I swear I heard him call my name and a horrid grinding sound. And I fear, my dear, he's lost his way. His ship has run aground. He's run aground. Go in and wake your brother and your baby sister too, and say nothing now of what's occurred, but say I've things to do. There's shortwave radio up the cove for ship to shore distress. Go down and make some breakfast and I'll get up and get dressed. The dawn was fairly breaking as she headed down the path, where the water crashed across the rocks with all its rage and wrath. But her heart had gone to ashes and the ice chewed through her bones, and her footsteps fell like granite as she came back home alone. Stood inside the doorway and she turned towards the cove, She took down the blessed crucifix and she burned it in the stove. And we all stood in the kitchen like travelers in the rain, waiting on some platform to board some lonely train. Oh, that was 60 years ago. My mother's in the ground. Brother, sister moved away and left me the house and land. And I sell my socks and sweaters to the tourists from away. There's a monthly old age pension and it keeps the wolf at bay. And I count the days. And when the night comes stealing, he drifts in on the mist. He sits quietly there in his rocking chair so he won't disturb my rest. And when I awake with morning light, he's gone to see you once more. I go downstairs, light the stove, mop salt water from the floor. I mop salt water from the floor.
That singer-songwriter Ron Hines with that haunting tale, My Father's Ghost. Ron Hines originally from Newfoundland, so fitting that it'd be a seafaring tale of a ghost. And that's from his 2010 album, Stealing Genius. Before that, from Sweden, the group Billy the Vision and the Dancers gave us the song Ghost. They put that out in 2005 on their album, The World According to Pablo. And starting off that set of three from San Diego, the group Tape Deck Mountain gave us the song Ghost Colony from their 2009 album Ghost. Well, I appreciate you tuning in for our ghosts theme today here on Variations on a Theme. And the thing I was figuring out or discovering as I worked through these ghost songs was that it seems that in your life, if you don't want to be haunted by ghosts, literal as ghosts can get, or otherwise, you've got to work through them. You got to figure out why this ghost is haunting you. Otherwise, you might be like the group Wolf Parade here, and you'll just find the same ghost every night. So thanks again. We'll see you next week.